After more than a year of brutal fighting in Gaza, Israel and Hamas may finally be close to signing a ceasefire agreement. Hamas allegedly accepted a draft ceasefire agreement from Qatari mediators on the night of Tuesday, January 15th. The agreement called for a three-stage ceasefire, the first of which would include the release of 33 hostages, mostly women and children, in exchange for Palestinian prisoners held in Israel. The terms of the second phase would be negotiated while the first phase was still being carried out. The same goes for the third phase. Its terms would be negotiated during the second phase. It's a complicated framework that could very easily fall apart. Israeli media initially reported government officials would vote on the agreement Thursday, January 16th. But on Wednesday, January 15th, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office denied Hamas agreed to any kind of ceasefire. He threw into doubt whether any hostages would be released anytime soon, which incited more calls for Netanyahu to step down. The embattled Israeli leader is accused of continuing the war for political motivations. Several reports claimed a deal was struck and that the Israeli government would vote on it. But until a ceasefire goes into effect, the conflict continues. Around 100 hostages are believed to still be held by Hamas in Gaza. Not all of them are believed to be alive, and every day a deal isn't made, the likelihood of bringing any of them home alive drops.